unlimited supply of misinformation, Mr. Know-It-All.
I am too smart. I am too smart. S-M-R-T. I mean S-M-A-R-T.
And now another useless fact.
Absolutely. One of my favorite times of the week. Love Saskatchewan's smartest radio listener. It's an opportunity for you to flex your smarts, for you to demonstrate that you possess that nugget of information that is so crucial. Well, it's been bouncing around in your head for a while, but now you've got a chance to use it. And we're hopefully going to give you that opportunity here again today. Saskatchewan's smartest radio listener every Wednesday at 11, and our friends at Little Town Apparel are the engine behind this. They're the ones that not only give you the chance for fame and acclaim, but they put together those limited edition t-shirts that every week we crown a winner, they get a t-shirt. It's the only way to get a t-shirt. Evan Bray does not own a t-shirt. I have never won Saskatchewan's smartest radio listener. But you know who has? Richard Schmeichel, who is joining me by phone. Richard was last week's winner, joining me from Saskatoon. Richard, how are you today?
I'm great, Evan. How are you?
I'm good. I was off on holidays last week, but I did catch your segment. I'm proud of you. Did you know that information last week? Was that a tough one for you?
No, it was just two clues that Tamara dropped.
Yeah. So the question last week, you'll only find three of these in California. The answer was?
Three stars with animals on them on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
That's right. That's right. Lassie, Rin Tin Tin, and Strongheart all have a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Those are the only animals. And by the way, that apparently dates back to 1960. That is a good example of that little piece of information that you were able to extrapolate and pull forward. So congratulations. I hope you got some appreciation from family and friends for your smarts on that one, Richard.
Well, we still had some family around from Ottawa last Wednesday, so I made them endure through the podcast and see if I could at least be the smartest person at the table.
That's
see
good.
If anybody else got it.
That's good. Well, I can tell you right now the phone lines are absolutely jammed. This happens every Wednesday. People are already calling in. They haven't even heard the question yet. They're already calling in because they want to take the crown. They want to be this week's winner, and I know you've got the question, Richard.
Yes.
All right, let's have it.
Okay. This place hits it out of the park when it comes to selling a popular summer staple.
Interesting question, Richard. Thank you so much for being a great champ. Thanks for giving us today's question. Have a great rest of your week.
Thanks, Evan. You too.
Richard Schmeichel, who is last week's winner, gives the question for today. Saskatchewan's smartest radio listener question. This place hits it out of the park when it comes to selling a popular summer staple. 1-877-332-8255. Phone lines are open. In fact, people were quick on the line, although some people are dropping now that they've heard the question. Dusty from Langham, you have not dropped. Do you know the answer to my question?
What did I possibly do to you that you made me first?
Well, you just happened to be the first one that called in, Dusty.
Not a clue. Let's say, oh man, I can't even come up with a wag.
Let me read the question. We'll slow it down a little bit. This place hits it out of the park when it comes to selling a popular summer staple.
I'm going to say Waskasoo.
Waskasoo. Do you know what they're selling?
Let's say hot dogs.
Okay. Well, you know what? We had to start somewhere, Dusty. Good guess. The answer, no, it's not Waskasoo. But it is a place we're looking for. This place hits it out of the park when it comes to selling a popular summer staple. Dusty, you did nothing wrong. You did not offend me. I was not picking on you. You just happened to be the first person that called in. We try and do it in order so that we, you know, respect the fact that wherever you are in the phone list, we get you through, which is why I'm going to go to Kyla from Saskatoon next. How are you today, Kyla?
I'm okay.
Have you got my answer for this?
I don't think so. It's a wild ask.
Okay, well, that's okay. That's what's part of this game is about.
Wrigley Field in Chicago and hot dogs.
Okay. Well, you're the second person to guess hot dogs. Dusty guessed it as well. No, it's not Wrigley Field and hot dogs. But good guess. We're off to a good start. Saskatchewan's smartest radio listener, 1-877-332-8255. The question is, this place hits it out of the park when it comes to selling a popular summer staple. Larry in Saskatoon, you're next up. What have you got for me?
Oh, not much. I'm just going to take a wag with the Sky Dome and let's say beer.
Okay, so that's a great guess. I mean, if you're taking a wild-ass guess, there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, it's not right. It's not right, Larry, but it is a good guess, and I appreciate you playing along. Let's go to Jonathan in Regina. What do you say, Jonathan?
Well, the previous guy hit on Rogers Centre for their Looney Dogs, but that's what I was thinking of, but I guess I'm wrong. So,
the previous guy said beer in the Sky Dome.
Yeah, I'm thinking the Looney Dogs at Rogers Center.
At Rogers Center, Looney Dogs, no, that's not it. But it's a good guess. I can tell you right now, we have got a number of people that are, I mean, we're dancing around the answer already. We've had, four people guess, and we're dancing around the answer. I'll just say that. The question is, this place hits it out of the park when it comes to selling a popular summer staple. 1-877-332-8255. Let's go to Michael in Saskatoon. What do you think?
Well, you haven't said it's not hot dogs yet, so I'm going to have to go with Yankee Stadium.
Yankee Stadium. Okay, well, that's a good guess. And so you're saying you're staying on the hot dog theme.
Well, yeah, they do the hot dog festival every year.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. Have you been to Yankee Stadium?
Yes, I have for once about 8 years ago.
Yeah, I was there once too, and I did have a hot dog. You're good. Your guess is good. It's not right. Your guess is good. It's not right. I will say this. Very intuitive, Michael. Very intuitive that you noticed I haven't said it's not about hot dogs. Very intuitive. But we're looking for a place. This place hits it out of the park when it comes to selling a popular summer staple. 1-877-332-8255. David in Saskatoon, you're next on the list. What do you got for me?
Well, good morning, Evan. Well, my previous guest was Roger Sander and Looney Dog, so I'm going to stay on the same team. I'm going to pick Dodger Stadium in L.A., hot dogs.
Okay, Dodger Stadium. I feel like that's not right. That's not the answer, but thanks for trying. I feel like all we're going to do now is go through Major League Baseball parks. Should I say this? It's not a ballpark. I'm going to say that. I'm looking at Adam. He's a big ball fan. I know that. He's got a smile on his face. So we're looking for... The question is, this place hits it out of the park when it comes to selling a popular summer staple. We're looking for the place. Lots of people are already on hot dogs, and we're going through all of the major league parks. And I just finished saying it's not a major league park. What is the answer to this question? Kelly in Osler, do you know?
I don't. You had me till you said it wasn't a major league ballpark.
Ugh.
I could say, I don't know, Savannah Bananas, hot dogs.
Okay, well, that's a good guess because, boy, I would love to see a game with the Savannah Bananas for sure. But no, it's not them. 1-877-332-8255. Let's keep going. Let's go to Audrey in Regina. Do you know what we're looking for here, Audrey?
Well, I was guessing the Major League ballparks too. So I'm switching gears and I'm going to say Disneyland.
Disneyland, okay. And are you still thinking it's got to do with hot dogs?
No, I don't think it has to do with hot dogs.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, someone pointed out I hadn't corrected people or I hadn't said that it wasn't about hot dogs, which is I think it's a good observation. But no, the answer is not Disneyland. But thanks so much for playing along. 1-877-332-8255. Okay, where do we go next? Oh, we're going to Stockholm, Saskatchewan. Jerry's on the line. Jerry, have you got the answer to my question?
Well, I hope so.
What is it?
Milky Way.
Oh, good guess. Good guess. I've been to the Milky Way in Regina. I'm assuming you have as well, Jerry.
Yes, when I was a kid.
Yeah, for sure. But no, it's not the Milky Way. But it is a good guess. 1-877-332-8255. Okay, I want to keep going in correct order here. We're going to St. Louis, Saskatchewan. Karen is next. Do you know my answer, Karen?
I'm going to guess Dairy Queen for the sundaes ice cream.
Okay, good guess, but no, not that. So I'm going to tell you, I'm going to say this once again. I think we're going to take a break. I said that we had a caller that said, it was Michael, I think, that said, I've noticed you haven't corrected anyone when they've been guessing hot dogs. That's a good guess. So I'm going to go this far. When we say a popular summer staple, assume that we're talking about hot dogs. That's a pretty good hint, I think. The question is, this place hits it out of the park when it comes to selling a popular summer staple. 1-877-332-8255. Phone lines are filling up again. We'll take a break and be right back and hopefully crown a champion here on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM. Okay, so one of the conditions to win with Saskatchewan's smartest radio listener is you have to call in to win. You can't win by texting in the answer. That said, I always get a kick out of checking the text line. And texters, you're all over it. We have dozens of people on the text line that have got this correct. And I feel like we've narrowed this down enough now that we're going to get a winner. By the way, don't forget, we just asked that you haven't won this year. So you can't have been a winner in 2025 in order to play the contest. We throw out those rules off the start. Saskatchewan's smartest radio listener question today. This place hits it out of the park when it comes to selling a popular summer staple. Back to the phone line. And again, we're going to go in the order that the calls came in. So I'm going with Tom in Regina next. What have you got for me, Tom?
Oscar Mayer hot dogs at Coney Island Park.
Well, I can tell you there's a ton of people on the text line that are guessing Coney Island. And you even went as far as to say Oscar Mayer hot dogs. Great guess, but no, Tom, that's not what we're looking for. There's two predominant guesses on the text line. Coney Island is one of them. This other place is the other, and this is the right answer. This place hits it out of the park when it comes to selling a popular summer staple. Let's go to Ari in Saskatoon. What do you think, Ari?
It's Costco, Evan.
It's Costco. It's Costco. Costco, believe it or not, well, maybe you know this. You got the right answer. Costco sells 700% more hot dogs annually than all Major League Baseball stadiums combined.
all about the price point, baby.
I was going to say, it's like $1.50 or something, isn't it, for a hot dog?
$1.50 with the pop, yep.
Yeah, you can't beat it. Well, Ari, I feel like I get to talk to you regularly. You like to call in on open lines. I think this is your first win with me for Saskatchewan's smartest radio listener.
That is correct. I won a number of times with John back in the day, but first time with you.
Well, Ari, you are today's winner. I appreciate that. And when was the last time you had a Costco hot dog, by the way?
Can I say about an hour from now?
Of course, you can say that for sure. All right, Ari. Well, congratulations, my friend. You are this week's SSRL winner. We're going to get you to hang on. Adam's got to grab some information from you so we know where to send the shirt. And you'll be back next week to ask the question.
You got it, Adam.
Okay.
Evan, thanks.
Thanks so much. Always appreciate having Ari Avivi, who, as I said, he will contribute to the show often, but plays along with SSRL, and today it paid off. This place hits it out of the park when it comes to selling a popular summer staple. Costco is the answer. They sell hot dogs very cheaply. And as I mentioned, Costco sells 700% more hot dogs annually than all of the Major League Baseball stadiums combined. It's absolutely mind-boggling how many hot dogs they pump out every year. I remember when I was still on shift at the Regina Police Service. Of course, you'd work through the weekend. Maybe you'd work night shifts, and then you'd have your days off would be during the week. There was about three or four of us there for a while. For whatever reason, we usually would have to go to Costco, so we would just say, okay, we're going to meet at 10 o'clock. We'll have a hot dog, a pop, and then you go and do your shopping. Many people know about the Costco. People are celebrating, by the way, celebrating on the text line, doing the dance of victory that they knew the answer to today's SSRL question. So congratulations to Ari, and we will be back with Saskatchewan's smartest radio listener, of course, coming up again next Wednesday. Well, on Friday night, I look forward to this event every year, the Delisle Sports Dinner. The community of Delisle, which is a fairly small prairie community, puts on a sports dinner every year that rivals sports dinners anywhere. They draw hundreds of people. They bring in big names as speakers, almost always with a hockey or an NHL theme. I remember a number of years back stopping at a gas station, seeing a paper, Delisle paper, with a picture of Brian Trottier on the front of it. And of course, I'm an Islanders fan, so it caught my eye right away when you see a hockey player with an Islander jersey. And so I read the story, and it was promoting the Delisle Sports Dinner. This is a number of years ago where they were bringing in some Islander greats. So I pick up the phone. I call the number on the page. I end up talking with Ken Traynor, who's one of the people still to this day that's on the organizing committee of the Delisle Sports Dinner. And I tell him I'm interested in coming. Long story short, I go to the dinner. I meet my NHL heroes, and that was start of a great relationship with the crew at the Delisle Sports Dinner. It's happening on Friday night, and they've got a great lineup. Again, they've got four speakers coming in, all players that played in the NHL, three of them with ties to Saskatchewan. And we've got a couple of those players who will be joining us next. Kevin Kaminsky. Kevin Killer Kaminsky, who many of you will have watched through his hockey career, will be joining me in studio next. He is one of the speakers on Friday night. And Matthew Barnaby. How about that name? Matthew Barnaby. If he didn't play for your team, you were probably agitated by him. We're bringing him onto the program next as well. That's coming up just after 11:30, right here on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.